WNCW presents the latest Friday feature interview of the week. I'm Paul Foster. This week we spotlight the nonprofit Bounty and Soul. They describe themselves as a group that nourishes, inspires, teaches, and connects. And they've got an event coming up that we'll be talking about called Veg Out, Saturday, June the 9th. We welcome to our program the executive director of the group, Bruce Ganger. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Veg Out is back, but before we cover that event, Bruce, tell us about Bounty and Soul and its purpose.
Bounty and Soul is a hunger relief organization that serves folks in eastern Buncombe and western McDowell counties. We provide healthy produce, whole grains, but most importantly for folks who are food insecure who may also be struggling with some health issues, we provide wellness lessons, nutritional education. So it's more about helping folks understand how food can help them feel better, how it can help them with diabetes or high blood pressure or other issues that they may be facing. We distribute food at 5 weekly, as we refer to the markets, because they're set up to be more like a farmer's market, where there is the educational classes and the opportunities and the resources are presented along with the food. We currently touch 700 people a week, and that number is growing. We distribute over 7,500 pounds of fresh produce and whole grains for a week, and that sourcing comes from retail grocers, from farmers and growers who are intentionally planting crops with to donate to Bounty and Soul. So it's really a situation where the community has sort of wrapped its arms around and created structure and services to be able to help the community.
Take for a moment, if you would, and share with us what you and your colleagues at Bounty and Soul discovered from the results of a 2017 survey.
Yeah, we want to be able to really understand the impact of the work and how it occurs and takes place for the participants and the folk who are with us. So the UNC Asheville Health and Wellness Department was commissioned to create a survey of our market participants, and of a group of 109 of the participants, they found significant impact in folks who had been taken off of their diabetes medicine, their blood pressure medication, folks who had helped to pull themselves out of a depressed state. Mental health, physical health was all addressed. Social health was all addressed and saw significant improvement through the participation in the weekly Bounty and Soul programming and then applying healthy, nutritious food to be able to resolve any health issues that they had. It's important that we are at the same 5 locations every week, 51 weeks out of 52. So there is a continuity of resources available to the community that they can rely on every week. They come back, they meet each other, there is community built at each of these events, and that community also helps people, as the study showed, that community and that being in community was an important part, even almost as much an important part as the food and as the wellness lessons and the nutrition education.
You're listening to the Friday feature on WNCW. Our guest right now is Bruce Ganger from Bounty and Soul. And Bruce, let's now move to talking about Veg Out. It's a benefit for your organization coming up on Saturday, June the 9th. I believe it's the 3rd annual, correct?
Yeah, it is. It's the 3rd annual. We're excited about it. It's our one big fundraiser of the year. It's a very family-friendly event. It'll take place at Pisgah Brewing Company in Black Mountain. We'll have music. We'll have the Farm Defender food truck will be there offering some really great food. So there'll be music. There'll be celebration, of course. There'll be beer from Pisgah Brewing Company. Last year, we had a couple hundred people show up. We're already seeing, based on the number of phone calls and the inquiries that we're getting, it's going to be a big crowd. Starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and goes until 6 o'clock. There'll be information. There'll be some classes that we'll be offering there and some information about how folks can get involved with Bounty and Soul, whether it's as a participant in our markets and our lessons, or whether it's somebody who's just interested in hunger relief and health and wellness and wants to be able to participate as a volunteer or support in other ways. So it's a fundraising event for us, but it's also a community engagement event for us so that we can get the word out about our work, touching people and identifying people who could benefit from it.
Native Kitchen and Social Pub are playing a big part, are they not?
We're excited. Native Kitchens and Social Pub is, for the 2nd year in a row, is our presenting sponsor. And it's more than just the relationship with Native Kitchens, really more than this. It's a year-long engagement between us. where there are volunteers that come from that community, where we are participating with them in different events in the community. So it's really, this is sort of a culmination, if you will, or a seminal moment, but it's also a part of a longer term and an ongoing relationship between the two organizations. Native Kitchen and Social Pub is not just a great place to eat, but it's also a wonderful community advocate. Their participation in Veg Out and in other areas of the Swannanoa Valley, they demonstrate that.
Bruce, as you've already mentioned, an event for the entire family. Of course, there's going to be lots of great food. There's going to be live music and so on. There's also going to be something going on that Pisgah Brewing's making possible. That's going to be, I believe, their Pisgah Pints, and some of the funds from that will go to the cause as well.
Yeah, Pisgah Brewing Company does a wonderful thing for Veg Out. They offer, for every Pisgah pint that is purchased during the event, they will give us a dollar from the proceeds of that sale. So we are certainly going to be encouraging people to, if you're not familiar with Pisgah beers, we were there last night for a meeting just to sort of discuss what needs to take place and how to take place, and they had 14 different Pisgah flavors on tap. So there's something for everybody, and we'll be encouraging people to taste and to try Pisgah brand products at the events. Bounty and Soul will realize a dollar from each one of them.
Bounty and Soul's Veg Out event, their benefit is, again, Saturday, June the 9th, 1 to 6 p.m., taking place at Pisgah Brewing Company in Black Mountain. And Bruce, if someone wants to make sure they're a part of that event, or if they just want to read up more on the organization and how they might can be a helping hand to you in the future, how could they do so?
The best way for folks is to touch us electronically. So there's information on how to volunteer, how to make cash donations, how to get involved as someone who could take advantage of our resources at our website, which is www.bountyandsoul.org. That's bountyandsoul.org. Or we're also very active on Facebook. So you can go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, and get involved there and be constantly updated on activities and opportunities to be involved.
I hope you and everyone involved has a great time at the event. Again, we want to thank this morning our guest, the executive director from Bounty and Soul, Bruce Ganger.
Thanks, Paul, very much, and we'll see you at the event.
The Friday feature interview of the week, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. Make it a good weekend. I'm Paul Foster.